Here's a little perspective. The high school class of 2019 will graduate without ever having set foot inside the Asheville Art Museum. That's how long the current $28 million renovation and expansion is taking. But this past Friday, Museum Director Pam Myers and some of her staff walked Blue Ridge Public Radio and other local media through three floors and a rooftop of new galleries and other features that have never been part of the museum's 71-year history. Myers started the tour from the plaza, still fenced off for construction.
We set out to create a building that was very contemporary, composed of really solid and beautiful materials that would frame the marble of the historic library building. And yet we wanted the building to be extremely transparent. We wanted it to be a continuation of the park and this public living room of Asheville. We wanted you to be able to see people and art and activities inside and feel welcomed to join in the activities of the museum.
Simply by location and aesthetics, the museum will be the undisputed cultural anchor of downtown Asheville. Cement to ceiling windows give way past the entrance to terrazzo and polished cement floors, cream-colored columns that gently flare like champagne flutes, and a ceiling pocked with perforations.
You would now be in the new Asheville Art Museum in our main first floor atrium space.
While the exterior of the 1926 Pack Library is still intact, none of the historic features are visible from the inside, where the museum will now house an education center and art research library. Open stairways lead to the new galleries. You'll see ashwood flooring, ribbed blondwood ceilings, and blocks of zinc paneling as a visual connection to the building's facade. When the museum reopens, the second floor galleries will showcase 50 artists from Western North Carolina and neighboring regions in a contemporary exhibition called Appalachia Now. The work spans a range of visual mediums and performance. Third floor galleries will feature art from the museum's growing permanent collection, now at about 5,000 works.
This gallery, like the two we've seen before, will open with recent acquisitions to the collection. In this gallery's case, it will be a collection of studio glass from Western North Carolina that's been gifted to the museum. It covers 40 years or 50 years of studio glassmaking in our region, and I think will be really beautiful in this space.
The museum has a room dedicated for hands-on activities for kids and seniors. There's a multi-purpose room that can offer programming for film performances and lectures. A new rooftop terrace featuring sculpture and a panoramic mountain view leads to a new cafe.
From the beginning, the plaza and the roof were important parts of our thinking about programming. We'd been thinking the rooftop terrace might look north towards the city, but when we saw this, we thought, well, that's a no-brainer.
The only question left open is when the museum will open. Unofficial word is sometime in July, but the official hope is that it will have been well worth the wait. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.